With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Crews trudged through debris and waded into swollen rivers in the search for victims of catastrophic flooding that's killed close to 90 people in Texas. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice says search and rescue is difficult and volunteers need to leave that to the professionals.
They're running into a lot of technical challenges with terrain, with water, even potentially, you know, with weather, you know, in the rising fields. We've talked about this before. Volunteers stay out of the way because if we start getting weather reports and all the other complications that are out there, we then have to pull off of those search and rescue missions.
Audio courtesy KSAT. With additional rain on the way, the risk of more flooding was still high Monday in saturated parts of central Texas. Authorities said the death toll was sure to rise as crews looked for many people who were still missing. Operators of Camp Mystic, a century-old summer Christian camp in the Texas Hill Country, said they lost 27 campers and counselors. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to SalvationArmyTexas.org. House Speaker Mike Johnson says more reconciliation bills will follow in the coming months.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson announced, quote, "We have been planning a second reconciliation bill for the fall that would be attached to the next fiscal year and then potentially one in the spring." He said, "That's my plan, three reconciliation bills before this Congress is over." Johnson said this is all in an effort to, quote, "deliver that America First agenda, which the people elected Congress to do." The speaker continued, quote, "The big, beautiful bill is designed to uplift lower and middle class Americans by making the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent." Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will take up the case of a Mississippi clergyman.
Gabrielle Olivier is a street preacher who wants to evangelize outside an open-air amphitheater in the city of Brandon. There's an ordinance that restricts such activity, and Olivier says that's a violation of his First Amendment rights. The High Court has decided to hear his appeal. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty Institute, which represents the pastor, says, quote, "Every American has rights to free speech, and every American has a right to their day in court." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern reports the communist government has carried out multiple raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated by police. The Zion Church is a house church with over 1,500 members. This is SRN News. Gasoline prices could keep going on down.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they made the decision at a virtual meeting over the weekend. They cited a, quote, "steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories." Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say Russia's transport minister was found dead from a gunshot wound in an apparent suicide. The statement about the death of Roman Starovoy, 53, came hours after a Kremlin announcement that he'd been dismissed by President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin did not give a reason for his firing. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.